The streets are no longer covered in muck, left over from when the Sanford Lake emptied itself over the town. Instead, you can hear the sounds of construction and the hum of generators. Roger and Pam Riggi are the owners of Sanford Pizza. Pam peers through the broken window of their pizzeria and describes what she sees.
What do you see in here? Disaster and heartbreak, but progress.
Roger and Pam don't own the building where their pizza shop was based. Roger says they don't know what kind of assistance they or their landlord will be getting from the federal government to help rebuild.
It's just a waiting game, you know.
Go through all the red tape.
Yeah, you're just trying to get through all the crap that they put you through. And I mean, the sooner the better, because I'm going crazy without, you know, having some place to go every day. The yard's looking good, though.
The state has estimated the flooding caused roughly $190 million in losses for residents across five counties, but only 14% of households had any kind of flood insurance. Last week, President Trump approved a disaster declaration, which will give residents access to grants and low-cost loans. According to a FEMA representative, 129 households have received $1.5 million since Friday. FEMA spokesman Mike Wade says the assistance pays to ensure people have a safe, temporary place to live.
We pay for minimal repairs to make the home safe, sanitary, and secure. And we can't make them whole.
Businesses are able to apply for loans from the Small Business Administration after registering with FEMA. Disaster loans are available for up to $2 million. Homeowners are also able to apply for disaster loans under the Small Business Administration for up to $240,000. So far, the administration has received 115 applications. Penny Tyler is a 58-year-old Sanford resident whose home was destroyed in the flood. She says the house had been in the family for 55 years.
I lost everything, yeah. Everything was like a, looked like it was in a washing machine. Everything was just agitated and moved. It was a mess in there. There was nothing I could save.
Tyler is currently living in a camper on her property. Last week, her home was bulldozed, and in a surprise announcement in front of reporters, a local building contractor told Tyler they would build her a new house free of charge.
I know, this just doesn't happen, right? I was like, are you kidding me? I just started crying, you know?
But Tyler says there are a lot of people who won't be getting free homes.
Nothing's normal here. We still need a lot of help, and there's a lot of people that are living, you know, in their houses because they have nowhere to go, and their houses still need to be, you know, need a lot of work.
Down the road from Tyler, the owner of CJ's Hairstyling is working on rebuilding her store. 2 months ago, Connie Mettner said she didn't think her building would be salvageable. Now she says between a GoFundMe campaign and personal savings, she has enough for some repairs.
I haven't got all the money yet. I don't have enough money for equipment yet.
Yeah.
I don't. It's just, there's a lot of promises of money coming, but talk is cheap. It doesn't pay the bills, and I don't know. We might go just as far as we can go, and then hopefully the people that promise to help us will come through, and I don't know.
Mettner, like the Riggis, is hoping some federal funding will help her get the store back up and running. In the meantime,
as my Social Security comes in, we pay a bill and we hopefully have a little extra left over. It's rough.
Pam and Roger Riggi, back outside their pizzeria, say they hope to have the store back up and running by Christmas Day so they can host their annual Christmas feast.
Every Christmas they're here, and there's like five families, even if we run a hall or something. I don't know, but we got to do something for Christmas. That's a must.
In the meantime, though, for the Riggis, as for much of Sanford, they'll be waiting to see what kind of help is coming their way. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.